This is KERA News. Bob Wilson brought Jim Lehrer and Monty Python to North Texas television audiences while leading KERA during its early years. He died today after a long battle with Alzheimer's disease. He was 75. KERA's Chris Connolly has this remembrance.
Bob Wilson was just 26 years old when his mentor and boss, Ralph Rogers, gave him the reins to KERA. In 1968, KERA was a fledgling educational station, not exactly innovative. At times, it broadcast people teaching, literally writing on blackboards. Wilson told KERA's Lee Cullum in 2011 that he and Rogers set out to change that.
He said, "Let's go to work." And so we began.
Wilson helped take the station from black and white to color, from film to videotape. He launched KERA FM, bringing public radio to the region. Wilson also coaxed a then lesser known Dallas newspaper man named Jim Lehrer to KERA to run the station's news unit. Lehrer went on to host the McNeil Lehrer News Hour on PBS. In a documentary, Lehrer said they were starting from scratch.
He called me and asked me if I would become a consultant to news and public affairs. And I said, "Well, great. Do you all do any news and public affairs programming?" And he said, "No, but we want to do some."
Former KERA reporter Bob Ray Sanders says the news team didn't pull punches, and Wilson approved of that. After he reported a story skewering the downtown Fort Worth business elite, Sanders says he expected to get chewed out. After all, Wilson was trying to fundraise from those very same business elites.
And I saw him coming to my desk. I said, "Oh, Lord, what have I done?" And he just came up to me and said, "Great job, Bob Ray." And that's when I knew that we had this bond, that we were going to be able to do some things that Dallas had not seen before, Fort Worth had not seen before, and that's what we did.
Aside from the news, Wilson also greenlit a little-known British comedy show called Monty Python's Flying Circus. He was the first U.S. TV executive to do it.
Monty Python's Flying Circus!
Though his work at KERA changed the public media landscape, Laura Wilson says her husband didn't see himself as a visionary. He had big ideas, but he was always modest. She's an acclaimed photographer. Their sons Andrew, Owen, and Luke Wilson are famous in the film industry.
He really sacrificed, in a way, his life for the creative freedom that each of us were able to experience. And that's unusual because he himself was very bright and creative.
Christopher Connolly, KERA News.